This is the Infinite Receiving Podcast, helping conscious leaders tap into a wealth of abundance across all areas of your life and business. I'm Susie Ashworth, and I'll be sharing with you how you can upgrade your reality through quantum transformation, because you are ready for infinite receiving.
Hello, 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 you gorgeous human being. It is Susie Ashworth here, and you are listening to the Infinite Receiving Podcast. And I have really been contemplating what it means to show all of yourself online. And I think the concept in and of itself is a really interesting one. Within my book, Infinite Receiving, I talk about the importance of the infinite pillar of greatness and what it means to really lean into that pillar. When we are saying yes to the pillar of infinite greatness, what we are saying yes to is expanding into the fullness of who we are. We are willing to accept all of ourselves and show up as much of ourselves as we can, really understanding that we are the key. Our presence is the secret that we are looking for. And it is really that deep appreciation of knowing that our unique fingerprint that cannot be replicated anywhere on the planet and will never be replicated anywhere on the planet holds the key to all that we are and all that we desire. And the more of ourselves that we can be from that really authentic and integral place, the more magnetic we become. So this is something that I am continually working with, because there's no end destination with this, because there's always another level. We're always evolving. Every time I think about a new dream or a new desire, in order to step into that, when we are growing, there is a new level of fullness for me in order to activate that next new level of creation. So it's just this ongoing spiral that goes upwards and upwards and upwards and expands outwards and outwards and outwards. It is limitless. It is infinite. So what does this mean when it comes to our businesses and our brands? Because I think for many, many years, we have been told if you're building a personal brand, that it needs to be personal. People have to know who it is that you are. I once worked with a mentor who said that the way that she taught social media is that your social media should be a diary. Or she never said should, actually. The way that she uses her social media is as a diary. And so really encouraging her clients to be living a life that is worthy of recording on a day-to-day basis. And from that perspective, that means that there is seemingly going to be a lot of lifestyle content, or at least I think that is how it was interpreted. Live your best life and then document it. I think that probably what is missed, I think on the surface level, yeah, what is missed with that intention is that when we use our diaries, when we use our journals, it is about what we are reflecting on as well. It's about what we are contemplating. It's about those breakthrough moments that we have during our self-coaching that we also get to share, knowing that if this was a breakthrough, an important moment for me, for sure it's going to be a breakthrough, an important moment for somebody else who is in my community and somebody who is looking to follow in the footsteps that I have created, or somebody who is inspired by the way that I think, that creates an unlock for them. Maybe not the same unlock, something that kind of gets them thinking and switches that light bulb on. I think that that is also true of how you can be using your social media from a journal perspective. And then going back to this point of, but how much of yourself do you show? If I'm saying that the more full of yourself you are, the more magnetic you become, and she's saying you get to be using your social media to document the way that you think and the way that you live? Like, should I be showing it all? And for me, the answer to this question is that you get to show as much as feels comfortable and in alignment for you. We do not want to create an environment where somebody said, the best social media strategy is for you to be vulnerable. And so you then create many, many inauthentic hashtag vulnerable posts because you think that that is a good strategy. It's an amazing strategy to show your vulnerability. And again, I talk about this in the book when it comes to the pillar of infinite love. One of the perspectives that I have is that it is impossible to go all in on your business if you're protecting your heart from being broken. And so it is vulnerable to say, this is the best thing I've ever created. I have never been more excited about what is coming than I am right now. Because what if nobody buys? What if everybody rejects me? What if everybody sees that it's a flop? In order to show up in that way, you have to commit to deep, deep and intense vulnerability. And that is not easy. Most people will opt for something less, which means that when you are truly willing to fall flat on your face, you're truly willing to have your heart broken into 1,000 pieces because nobody gets it, nobody gets you, everybody thinks that it's crap. The flip side of that is people feel the energy, people feel your heart, and they're like, oh my God, this is amazing. And this works the same for your products as it can do for your own personal insights and breakthroughs. I think that the invitation is that when you move it away from the product, the service, the post where you're really telling people what it is that you know that they need to hear and that feels controversial, when you move it away from that and onto the personal stuff, for me, the personal stuff still needs to be of educational value for your clients, for me, and the way that I teach. So if I'm going to share something personal about my love life, then yeah, of course, there'll be some entertainment in there. And the entertainment is the personality. And I want people to know my personality. I want people to know that I'm going to swear. I want people to know that I'm a single mom of three, because that impacts how I show up in my business. And I want people to be aligned to that. I want people to get my humor. I want soulmate clients who I can have a laugh with. So showing myself personally is really, really important. However, there's always going to be a lesson in there for you about who you be, how you show up, what it means to be attractive, what it means to be magnetic. Conversely, you will see me share very little about my children. And online, whilst I do share their faces, we definitely have pictures. If we're doing something special, I want to record that. So there will definitely be some pictures up on my Facebook, less on my Instagram, because Instagram is way more business focused for me than Facebook. But I share less because it feels less comfortable. My brand, whilst I am a single mother, is not about me talking about work-life balance. It is not me talking about how I manage things with my kids. I bring that lens to my clients, but that's not what I am building my brand upon. So it makes less sense for me to be sharing about all of the breakthroughs, all of the insights, all of the journeys that I have with my kids. So I don't. Whereas some people want to make that front and center because it is part of their brand. So you get to choose. Being all of myself and being full of myself doesn't mean that I have to share every single element of my life if it is not in alignment. And this is super present for me because at time of recording, I have just shared a picture of or a video of me pole dancing. And I had a conversation with my friend Mel Wells on the podcast about the fact that there was a part of me that really wanted to show this side of my personality. And yet there was a fear there because maybe it's too overtly sexy. Maybe it is not, in inverted commas, on brand. even though I know that that's so ridiculous because I am the brand. So if I want to include that, then I get to include that. But I have a lot of new followers, people that have come to me through the book. And there's this little voice in my mind saying, if you share that, that's basically career suicide, or you're sabotaging yourself because your platform has grown. You are now way more visible and you're about to show people you prancing around a pole in little more than your underwear. People are not going to like that. And it's true. Some people are not going to like that. Some people are going to look at that and be like, that's really unprofessional. And I don't get why she's doing that. And I'm going to unfollow. And that gets to be okay. Because what is true for me is I was spending a lot of energy thinking about this. I have a private pole dancing page where I just, the page is for me. I have hardly, my followers are fellow pole dancers. And I created that page just so I could monitor my own progress. And there was this little voice in my head, what if somebody finds that page? What if I'm exposed as this pole dancing mum? And at the same time, really wanting to show people this part of me because I'm really deeply proud of it. I love how strong I've got. I love how creative I've got. And I also love the role that learning this skill has played in me opening myself up to a whole new level of feminine energetics, a whole new level of receiving. I love the way that it's been such a beautiful unlock for my sensuality and sexuality. And I bring all of that to my business. I bring all of that to my clients. And so the fact that I wanted to share it, but was scared, that knowing that I was in fear and knowing that I was holding it back, that was the reason I had to share it, even though that might be triggering and activating for people who, by the way, if it's triggering and activating for people when they unfollow, they're not my tribe and it doesn't matter. But for the people who are my tribe, the people who would love to do that, the people that are going to watch that and see my strength and admire my confidence and allow that to activate something in them that makes them think, oh, maybe I'm going to try a class, or maybe I'm going to go to a heels class, or maybe I'm going to do whatever the thing is that I've been holding back on doing because it's not appropriate, or I'm a little bit too old, or mums don't do this, or whatever the story is. Like, those people were dying to see this content. We're dying to see this content. And so again, whilst it might not be in alignment for everybody, if I hadn't had it in my mind, like, I really want to share this part of me, then I wouldn't have needed to share it because I don't need to share everything and I don't share everything. But this was present. And so I needed to follow through. And I think because I am so immersed in the book and I'm reading the book personally, and I'm going through the book with the people that are doing the course, there was a congruency piece. How can I talk about showing up in your fullness when I know that I am not taking an action based on fear? That is not the vibe. So I did it. What happens when we get this wrong? I think that there are definitely times when it isn't appropriate to share stuff with our audience. And usually that is when we are in a drama, when we're in the drama of something and actually we still haven't extracted the lesson. And at that point in time, when we're still in it and we're activated and we're triggered and we're like, why is this happening? All that we're doing is using our platform to try and alleviate the pain. Try and get people to say, oh my goodness, you're right. Or, oh my God, I can't believe that you're going through this. And when we are acting from that place, really, that is diminished emotional intelligence. And from that place, energetically, it's off and it's not of service and value. Like, your clients knowing that you have off days, absolutely valuable. You being in the middle of the off day and using your Facebook as a therapist, not valuable. That is not displaying your leadership qualities. You going away, having a bad day, then coming back and saying, this is what I learned. This is what I did. This is how I felt. super valuable. So that is when we get it wrong. So on that front, I want to ask you, where right now are you holding back something that actually you really do desire to share, something that you know would be deeply valuable to you and your audience, something that allows you to be in the fullest expression of yourself? What is that one thing that you would like to share? The other thing I will briefly say, actually, is that the way that I shared my pole dancing video was very much related to business and feeling lit up in your business. So it was a value post versus a lifestyle post. I could have posted, as I did on Facebook, and just said, I've been doing this for a year and I love it. But because I use Instagram for business, what felt most in alignment is to have a caption that was going to be super valuable and super educational. And so I posted eye-catching content, i.e. the video, with a really valuable educational caption. I didn't need to do it like that, but the reason I did is that I want people to come to my Instagram on a daily basis because they're going to get a golden nugget that is going to support them in their growth, rather than just me being like, hey, look at me, don't I look amazing? And there's nothing wrong with that every now and again either, if that's part of your personality. But I just wanted to make the distinction that it is absolutely possible for you to share imagery and videos and things that really showcase your personality, let people know the vibe of your brand, and it still be super valuable in terms of the content that goes with that imagery. Okay, I hope that you have loved this episode. I would be super interested in hearing what your number one takeaway is. So please drop me a DM. You know that I really, really appreciate it when you share the podcast, because that helps me get this message out to more people. And that is my absolute highest desire, that the people who are aligned and are going to benefit, they hear as many episodes as possible. So when you share, that really, really supports. In the same way as when you leave a review on podcasts, that also is massive, massive support. So thank you so much for being here. I love you deeply. And please remember that faith plus action equals miracles.
Thank you for listening to Infinite Receiving with me, Susie Ashworth. I'd love to share with you my Infinite Receiving activation audio. Go to susieashworth.com/activate-infinite-receiving.